About a year and a half ago, we had a Holstein calf that would not wean. And my husband is a dairy nutritionist. I grew up raising dairy calves. I've been around cattle my entire life. But one evening, we went out to the barn, and this calf would not wean. She was driving both of us nuts. We both kind of thought we knew what we were doing. And so I came in and I put it on Twitter. And I just asked, hey, we've got a calf who won't, or a dairy calf that won't wean. And any ideas? And I had a dairy nutritionist and a veterinarian making suggestions and other dairy people. And within about 20 minutes, I had six different ideas, and we had tried five of them. The sixth one we had not tried. My husband thought that I was crazy, but I went ahead and tried it, and it worked. And the calf actually is now a yearling and was just bred yesterday, so she obviously lived through the ordeal and whatnot. But it was very interesting to see social media in action from a producer standpoint, getting information. I think that really shows the credibility of my community. I very strategically have tried to connect with the right people, people that share interests. And that, I think, is the value too of Ag Chat, because I have seen a lot of folks, when they really want an answer, they put the hashtag Ag Chat on there. And because that is such a robust community, it allows people to quickly identify where they can help and the information that they can also share. So I actually founded Ag Chat, the weekly conversation, in April of 2009. And then 1 year later, there was a group of us, primarily farmers, that formed the Ag Chat Foundation. In April of 2010 was when it was launched. And what the Ag Chat Foundation's mission really is to empower a connected community of advocates. And the goal is to be able to help people be trained successfully in social media, farmers specifically, and then also give a community where farmers can interact with each other and help each other take agriculture's message out to the non-farm public. So we do that through training, strategic advocacy campaigns, like the Food Thanks campaign that you just saw last November, data analysis, and then also technology scholarships. I liken social media today in 2011 to 15 years ago, where the World Wide Web was and email was. I'm sure many of your readers probably have uttered the words, that email thing is ridiculous, it's a fad, I'm never going to use it. And we all have to accept that that didn't go away. The numbers clearly point to the fact that social media is not going to go away. And so at some point, yes, I do believe that people who refuse to have at least a base operating knowledge of social media and be present, perhaps will fall behind. I mean, the reality is that Facebook hit 150 million users nearly three times faster than mobile devices did. So it's clearly is not a fad that's going away. And I don't have the answers of what social media tools are going to be around in 5 years, but I can tell you clearly it has been a cultural shift globally. I think the opportunity is that you are able to defend your right to farm as you best see fit, to care for your land and your animals as you know how and as your experience proves. And it also is an opportunity for you to connect and build your knowledge for more people, whether it would be agriculture folks or the non-agriculture public, and to really be able to have perhaps a little bit of a wider community than just the community that exists within your postal code.